Tough times are tougher for the long-term unemployed. Surveys consistently show it's harder for them to find work, and those unemployment checks rarely pay for mortgages and basic necessities. At the height of the recession, legislators extended the time that someone could remain on unemployment for up to 99 weeks. And in February, Congress renewed those benefits, but came with a caveat: fewer weeks of aid. So, next month, 70,000 people will be cut off from unemployment before their 99 weeks are up, and almost 500,000 have lost aid this year earlier than they expected. One of those is Joe Sangataldo from New Jersey, who will lose his benefits within the next few weeks. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Hello, how are you?
How long have you been looking for work?
Oh, it's been over a year.
And have you had interviews? How close have you gotten?
Some have been pretty good, but lately I've been getting turned down for even low-level jobs.
So you rely, is it fair to say that you rely on your unemployment check?
Oh, definitely.
And your plan B when the unemployment check stops coming?
Well, I have some family and a little bit of money saved, but I'm just hoping for the summer season to pick up here near where I live at the shore and give me some sort of work.
You actually were an employment counselor before you lost your job, which is a little bit ironic.
Yeah, I was a federally funded job trainer writing contracts for people on unemployment to go to school. And about six of us were laid off due to public employee cuts.
All right. That's Joe Sangataldo of New Jersey. Also with us is Christina Owens, the executive director of the National Employment Law Project. And what we're seeing here is kind of philosophies that are clashing, and it ends up affecting somebody like Joe Sangataldo and 500,000 other people at the very least, Christine. What I'm talking about is this idea that on one side, the conservative side, they feel that extending unemployment benefits discourages someone from looking for work. And on the other side, they feel that cutting off unemployment is just punishing the wrong people. Is that kind of accurate?
I think that's a good summation. I would say that the evidence is that people who are getting unemployment assistance are actually more likely to be engaged in job search and looking for jobs than people who are unemployed but are not getting assistance, partly because for some unemployment benefits there's a requirement for job search. But the reality is, as in Joe's case, people rely on their unemployment assistance and benefits in order to, you know, meet their basic needs and to be able to look for jobs. It actually takes some income support in order to look for jobs. So the survey data released last year by the Heldrich Center at Rutgers University in New Jersey actually found that people who were collecting unemployment benefits had undertaken more job search activities during each week than those who were not collecting benefits. The other thing I think it's important to make is that these benefits are not only essential for the people who rely on them, but they're very essential for local economies, because folks who are getting the benefits have to spend them. It's not like they can tuck them away into their retirement savings. They spend them at their local grocery stores, at their local retailers, their gas stations, and the like. And when those resources are sucked out of the economy, the local economies take a real hit.
Joe Sangataldo of New Jersey, have you seen any signs of improvement in the economy? Have you gotten more calls back? Have you gotten more interest in your resume, maybe?
There's been some uptick lately. I would say, like, within the last 60 days, it seems like things are getting a little better. I don't know that if that's just because of summer activity or not, but I feel a little bit more encouraged. I really do.
You actually feel a little bit of hope?
There seems to be more activity. More people are interested in talking to me. I see higher signs. A lot of it's a lower level service industry work, but there's more than what was before, which was absolutely nothing.
So what, losing your unemployment check, does that motivate you? I mean, the idea on the conservative side of the fiscal picture is that being at a kind of on the edge would motivate you to really get out there and find the job that you haven't been able to get for a while. So what effect does it have on you emotionally to lose that check?
It does instill a lot more fear. But for me, I've had to really downgrade what I consider an acceptable job or even something to apply for. I've been applying for cleaning bathrooms in casinos. I mean, I'm at the point where I'm very desperate, where I should be working as an employment counselor or a job trainer. I was hoping in the first few months to get another civil service job, and go back into employment counseling. But it's just become, a series of long applications and waiting lines, and nothing's come. I've been denied all the different positions I've applied for.
So, Christine Owens of the National Employment Law Project, is there a better way? I mean, obviously, at some point, unemployment benefits have to run out, whether it's at 99 weeks or sooner. So is there, for the long-term unemployed who seem to be having a harder time finding work, what's a better way to help them?
I think that we have to maintain income support, and I would argue that it should be maintained at least for 99 weeks. But I think it's really important that while we're providing that income support to the long-term unemployed, we're also making reemployment opportunities available, we're making real assistance and job search available, and we're providing the kind of counseling and support that's needed for people to change some of their spending habits if necessary, or figure out ways in which they can downscale. You know, it's been such a double whammy for so many people because at the same time they lost their jobs, their houses declined in value, and they weren't able to really, if they were willing to move, they weren't able to sell their houses in order to move. So there are a range of services that we ought to provide to the long-term unemployed in order to facilitate their transition back into work. It's also important to keep in mind that Joe talked about how he'd applied for so many different jobs and hadn't gotten any. There is a lot of discrimination out there against the long-term unemployed, and we need to respond to that discrimination. Employers need to respond to it by disregarding the fact that someone's unemployed and considering them based on their qualifications. And we actually need to have policies that would prohibit that kind of discrimination against the long-term unemployed who are qualified for jobs and should be considered.
Christine Owens is Executive Director of the National Employment Law Project. Joe Sangatalgo is of New Jersey, was an employment counselor, and has been unemployed now for a year. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
We continue this discussion this hour.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.